Ninth race of the 2023 season is upon us as NASCAR makes the return to the Paperclip, better known as Martinsville Speedway, for an action-packed race that a lot of people are excited for, as it will be the second short track on pavement slash concrete here for the Cup Series. We're going to be talking about our top fantasy picks here for this episode, as well as some other news stories that got developed here throughout the week. All that will be covered on today's episode of the Fantasy Filler Podcast. Now, I know what a lot of people are thinking right now. Where's the music? Didn't you actually post a video yesterday? Well, I got some very unfortunate news, and there's probably a few of you that have already heard the last episode. I took it off as soon as I was made aware of it. And that is, unfortunately, something happened to my audio file between Opinions on NASCAR Will and my audio file, which blended it together, and it just made for an unlistenable type episode. And I'm really bummed out about that because it was a really fun episode. I really did enjoy my time with both Armani and Will because it was going to be a drunk episode. And we were having a lot of fun. I looked at it. It was about 1 hour and 26 minutes. The fact that we were able to talk even about 15 drivers was impressive to me at that point. But something was just going on with audio files throughout the entire day on Saturday, or not Saturday, Friday, where my YouTube video that I was going to post for you guys regarding Jeremy Mayfield had to be delayed because that suffered audio issues. And then we had this situation here, so just not having too much luck right now. So this one will probably be a lot quicker episode than what we usually hear, and there's going to be no sound effects more than likely that's going to be put in here because I just don't have access to a computer. I'm away from my home, and I'm actually out of the country at the moment as I am here with family over internationally in Cancun. I don't want to really brag about it or go into it. The point is I'm away from my computer, but I don't want to leave you guys hanging because I made a promise to you guys that we were going to have a fantasy pick'em episode for this Martinsville race, and I'm not going back on that now. It'll just be a little bit different. But before we dive into these picks for the NOCO 400 at Martinsville, there's two big stories to really keep in mind here. There was a few things that went on throughout the week, such as Jimmy Johnson getting announced that he will be in the 2024 Motorsports Hall of Fame. That's incredible news. Tommy Baldwin Racing going to be the new race director for Rick Ware Racing. Hopefully that helps out that team. And then also the announcements for the 75 greatest drivers in NASCAR. You have people along the likes of Mike Stefanik, Randy LaJoy, Casey Kane, and Kyle Larson being announced. So who knows who else is going to be announced for that mix. But let's focus on these two main stories. A driver coming back from injury and a driver indefinitely suspended from NASCAR. Yep, completely opposite things, but both hold a lot of importance here in the series. First one being Jimmy Johnson. Not Jimmy Johnson at all. Chase Elliott in the number 9 machine will be making his return here at Martinsville Speedway after being away from the Cup Series for the last few weeks, all the way back to the third race of the season, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Now, we talked about this in the episode, and we were kind of concerned, out of all races, why would you come back to Martinsville? Well, two things. One, Chase Elliott has gotten some victories here in the past, and he wants to go to racetracks that he's good at. And the next race coming up is going to be Talladega. You definitely don't want to miss those races where you've been victorious at before, and you're in a win and get in situation since, oh, by the way, Chase Elliott was able to get the waiver. So you want to make sure you start as many races as possible. Secondly, I'm pretty sure Chase Elliott is at 100% because what they saw in the simulator they liked. I don't think they would throw Chase Elliott out there if he wasn't really up to par for a high-breaking track like Martinsville. I mean, that's really tough on the legs. It's almost like doing a road course race. You're going full speed, full brake, full speed, forward brake, and you're going to do that 400 laps. That's a very long time. Now, they will have Josh Berry on standby, as a lot of people were hoping that Josh Berry would stay in that 9 car. I don't really think that's an argument really there. I appreciate people for thinking outside the box on that one, but let's be honest, that's Chase Elliott's team, and Chase Elliott deserves that ride. There's a reason why he's in the number 9 car for Hendrick Motorsports. He won a championship. That is his team. So to hear people say they'd prefer Josh Berry over Chase Elliott, that he was doing quote-unquote better, I have no idea what people are talking about. But for all you Chase Elliott fans, be excited for that because he is returning back to the Cup Series. Hopefully that helps with the bad viewership that we've been getting for the last few races, as this has been almost double digits down from last year. The other bit of news is one that I'm really upset about. And there's no laughing matter on this. This wasn't funny at all. It was just uncomfortable to really talk about it. But as you guys are aware, in the Bristol Dirt Race, there was a situation going on where Cody Ware could not make it into the race. He said he was having, quote-unquote, some personal issues which would make him miss the race. And myself thinking was, oh my gosh, I hope he's okay. Maybe he's struggling with his mental health, because I know the last few times I've talked to him, that's one thing he's been really focused on, is trying to get himself better. And then I get the news story that he gets arrested on April 10th due to strangulation of a female, inflicting serious injury. He did get post bail later this week, and this is actually after we did the episode, and it sounds like he got rearrested again for more charges relating to domestic battery and also threatening. And there's just nothing else to really say, except I'm very disappointed in that. As you guys are aware, I'm a big Rick Ware Racing fan. I really did get along with Cody Ware. Yes, we did have our differences, and that's understandable. I mean, he sees someone randomly just making a character that's completely goofy that's wearing a Rick Ware Racing shirt. We were able to get past that and have some good conversations, but nothing excuses what he did. Nothing at all. Now, a lot of people are trying to find the answer why. I think the only thing you can try to find closest to the why is the fact that he was suffering from mental health. But as we talked about it in the episode, I suffer from mental health. We all suffer from mental health to one point, so some way more extreme than others. The point is, even when I was at my most depressed, most down state, I never thought about strangling anybody, no matter how much they infuriated me. And who knows exactly what that other person did? It still does not make the situation forgivable in any sense. I think NASCAR did the right thing by indefinitely suspending him. If this is true, which it sounds like it, he needs to stay suspended and needs to stay away from NASCAR's top three divisions forever. I really do believe that. And I've gotten along with him, but after that incident, no, you can't really support a person like that. You just can't. And I'm hoping for the best for him afterwards. Hopefully he learns from this lesson, and hopefully this does not repeat itself. But he does not need to be in NASCAR, because that's just not the image that NASCAR needs. That's not the image that Rick Ware Racing needs, and Rick Ware himself, as this is his second son to be charged with an assault to a female. So those were the biggest bit of news that I wanted to cover on. But the biggest thing, obviously, is talking about our top fantasy picks here for this weekend. And I'm not going to hold any suspense for you guys. I'm going to go right into it. We're going to talk about the 15 drivers that we liked. It could even go up to 17 drivers, because now we got practice and qualifying to actually go off of, which is something we usually don't do because we have the episode out by Friday. So hopefully this gives a little bit more information. But these picks were made on Friday. There might be some adjustments that will, from opinions on NASCAR and Twitter, and Armani from the Motorsports Ministry podcast talked about during the episode, and I'm not going to take it away from them. I'm going to give them all the credit in the world, because they absolutely deserve it. So without further ado, let's dive into our NOCO 400 picks at Martinsville Super Speedway, starting off with the top picks. It looks like Armani's top pick for this weekend, and who he's going to have on his one driver per race league, which is a special kind of league that you only can pick a driver one time throughout the entire season. He's going with the number 24 of William Byron, and I'm a big fan of that pick, not just because I'm a William Byron fan, but he's shown a lot of consistency here at Martinsville and just a dominant force in the 2023 season as a whole. We've been talking about a lot of teams that have kind of impressed us, kind of let us down from time to time. Hendrick Motorsports hasn't really been that team to let us down, and one of the most consistent drivers has been William Byron. Yes, he's been in controversy with penalties, but it hasn't affected his fantasy points. You're not losing these points when he loses points after a post-race inspection. So he's been running up front. Yes, definitely that stigma is not a fun stigma to have. But being the most recent winner of the spring race here at Martinsville, he's got to be running on high momentum there. He showed really good speed in the short track races. Well, maybe not the Bristol Dirt Race too much, but that's kind of its own unique race. He did have some good performances at Richmond. He won the race at Phoenix, if you consider that close to a short track. It's the same package, so that's why I throw that into consideration. But with him starting in the top 10, I agree with Armani. I think having William Byron as a top pick is a really, really good option to go with. The next one was Will's top pick, and his one pick for his league was the number 20 of Christopher Bell. Now, Christopher Bell is running on an absolute high. He finally got that dirt track win. I know a lot of people wanted to see a dirt track racer finally win the Bristol Dirt Race, and he was the one to do it. But if you had to pick a driver who's been head and shoulders at Joe Gibbs Racing, it has been Christopher Bell. He has been one of the best drivers over in that camp. Yes, he's had some rough races, but really, like I said, the only consistent team from beginning to end has been Hendrick Motorsports. If there's a second team right behind him, it is Joe Gibbs Racing and the Toyota camp. And Christopher Bell has been the one leading the charge. Especially, yes, we talked about William Byron getting the spring win. Christopher Bell has the most recent win here at Martinsville in the fall race. So there's a lot of momentum going on to Christopher Bell's side. Yes, his qualifying attempt was not the best as he starts 22nd. But don't count him out. Really don't. Because I think in the fall race, he had himself not the best qualifying run, and he wound up winning the race. I'd say if you feel a little bit worried about him, maybe keep him in your second spot or even garage area, and maybe if he's not performing to the state that you would like, keep him in the garage. But either way, that should be a safe pick overall. Now, for my pick in this race, I originally had the number 22 of Joey Logano. And I thought that that was a great pick. But something has just been off with that number 22 machine. I still think he is considered a top pick, but maybe not the one pick to go with here this weekend. I think the better pick, it's funny because I'm pretty sure they're going to give me grief after this because they can't change their pick, but I can because I made a mistake on the audio files, or my computer did, let's say that. But I think the better option to go with overall in this race, if you're going to pick someone from Penske, is going to be the number 12 of Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney is the most consistent finisher here at Martinsville, has the best average than any other driver on the track. And let's look at some of his past races. They have been pretty impressive when it comes to the short tracks. The only issue has been, can he execute the finish? That's what happened at Richmond. Richmond was one of those races where, hey, things were looking really good, and then out of nowhere, they accidentally left the wedge adjuster right there in the car, and they get black flagged, and their day's done. That sucks. That is just one of those things that's just like, man, if it's going to happen to anyone, it's going to happen to Ryan Blaney. But here at this racetrack, he has always shown super consistency, and he usually leads quite a bit of laps here in this race. And I say see him run around in the top three, top four, and score a bunch of stage points. I think he's a great option to go with. And his teammate, Joey Logano, is not that far behind from him. I think just the only little bit of the concern is just the fact that he has been struggling at racetracks where we expect him to do good. And that's so weird to say. I mean, hell, every race that I've decided to be like, yep, this is the race I want Joey Logano as a pick, he all of a sudden falls apart on me. It has been an absolute buzzkill to have Joey Logano, the two-time champ here. Maybe he's suffering from a championship hangover. I don't know. But still, Martinsville has to be one of those races where he can bounce back at, because Joey Logano is not one of those drivers who has back-to-back bad races. He just had a horrendous finish at the Bristol Dirt Race. I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to switch things around here in this race. That's why he's a champion. He doesn't let a bad finish really hold him back. He keeps going, keeps moving forward. So I think the edge at the Penske camp is Ryan Blaney at the moment, but Joey Logano's not that far behind. Either way, these guys are still top picks for your fantasy league. So we got four drivers there. Let's wrap it up with one more driver. Let's have it as a Toyota. Let's have it be the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin should not be slept on here this weekend at all. And he's kind of in a similar spot as Ryan Blaney. Can he execute the finish? That's definitely the most concerning thing when throwing Denny Hamlin in here, because guess who was one of the fastest drivers in the Richmond race? Everyone's focusing on the drivers who were running up there, but there was one driver that was slowly but surely making his way up to the front. That was Denny Hamlin. The only problem was he was caught speeding twice, just self-imploded in that race. And it's a bummer. It is a huge bummer. But there's at least speed with this package for the 11 car. I think at Phoenix at one point, he was a contender, but he just went on a pit strategy, didn't work out, and then he decided to take it out on Ross Chastain. So I don't know how much we can play the Phoenix race into effect as far as the finishes go. But Denny Hamlin still has always been a really good driver here at Martinsville. There's been a lot of races where he's finished outside the top 20, but in those races, he also led quite a bit of laps. It's just been the bad luck. He's definitely more of the riskier top pick out of this bunch, but he could pay off dividendly. And if you think the Toyotas are going to do good, I mean, if you expect Christopher Bell to be a top pick, then don't shy away from someone like Denny Hamlin. He could be a very viable option here in this race. So those are the five top picks. We have the number 24 of William Byron, the number 20 of Christopher Bell, the number 12 of Ryan Blaney, the number 22 of Joey Logano, and the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Now let's move on to the rest of the top 10 of fantasy picks. These are the drivers that you're going to really complete the rest of your fantasy roster. And we got some good options here to go with in this race. A lot of people have been keeping an eye on another Toyota, and it's a little worrisome because he hasn't had the greatest finishes here at Martinsville, but things are slowly but surely going in the right direction, and he may not be that far away from Christopher Bell as being the top running Toyota. That is Tyler Reddick, who already got a victory here at Circuit of the Americas. He has been showing major improvement there in that number 45 car from earlier in the season. He was struggling for like the first couple of races and then just went right back in the momentum that he had back with Richard Childress Racing. I feel very comfortable with Tyler Reddick at this moment running near the front, and with his qualifying speed being around the sixth position, now I feel very comfortable with him. The Toyotas are going to do good here at Martinsville. There's just no shying away from them. Are they going to be the ones to win? I don't know. I think you have some good drivers from Hendrick. You got some good drivers from Penske. But overall, I think the Toyotas are the most fiercest competitors out of the bunch. You could have three, maybe even four, competing for the victory here this weekend, with a potential of maybe even six of them finishing in the top 10. Yes, that's a huge number. That's how confident I feel in these Toyotas. And if you like Christopher Bell, if you like Denny Hamlin, then go with Tyler Reddick as well. Tyler Reddick might be one of those ones that not many people are really focusing on too much just because of his past finishes here at Martinsville may not be in the best. But things are looking in the right direction for him. And oh, by the way, for anyone who likes to hear what drivers have to say about Martinsville, they typically compare this to a road course race. Ah, who usually does good at the road courses? Tyler Reddick. So keep that one in mind. Some other drivers that we felt like were really good picks here in this race include the number 9 of Chase Elliott. He's going to be coming back here in this race. He needs to show everyone, hey, there's a reason why they have me in this number 9 car. Because, like I said, there's a lot of people thinking that maybe Josh Berry was the best option to stay. And I don't believe it. I think Josh Berry's given himself a good reason to get a cup ride in the near future. Maybe even be the primary driver for Junior Motorsports when they decide to move up into the Cup Series. But he did not need to stay in the number 9 car over Chase Elliott. That was just not going to happen. Chase Elliott needs to have a good bounce back. This could be the race. And he has shown great results here at Martinsville plenty of times. And I don't know if he's going to be running for the victory. I think there's a lot of drivers who just have more consistency, more momentum going than he does, obviously. But I still expect a good, solid top 10 run out of the number 9 car. And yeah, I know people are a little worried about him. But do remember, guys, you probably have 9 or 10 picks from Chase Elliott. And there is only about 18 races left of the regular season. And basically what you're doing is you're just picking one race for Chase Elliott, sitting him out. Pick one race for Chase Elliott, sitting him out. I think this is going to be one of the races where it's in his better half. And I don't see Chase Elliott scoring a bunch of 25-point races. I really don't see that. There's a reason why he won the regular series championship. He is consistent. And I think Martinsville is going to be one of those races there inside his top 10. If you haven't used him at all yet, wow, you got a lot of options for Chase Elliott. But I think starting him off immediately from his comeback is not a bad idea for fantasy rosters. Looking down the list, we got a couple of other good drivers to talk about here. Another driver that we liked as a group was the number 6 of Brad Keselowski. Brad Keselowski has always been a big fan when it comes here to the Martinsville track. He, even when he was struggling in the number 6 car, he had a really solid finish in the fall race, and things are clicking in the right direction. we just got to remember from here on out, if it's a track that he has not gotten good finishes in the past, or B, a track he does not like, don't throw him on the list. No matter how consistent he's been, how good he's been running, don't throw him on the list, because we learned the hard way at Circuit of the Americas. We learned the hard way at the Bristol Dirt Race. But tracks he does like, that's where he's been performing really well at. And this is a track he really likes based on his performance and based on what he's said in the past. This should be a track that he should run really good at, have himself a really solid run. I don't think he's going to be running for the victory, but I still see another solid seventh place run for this number six car. That's what they've been doing, and that's exactly what this team needs to be doing right now. And this could be an opportunity to throw Brad Keselowski for two races back-to-back, Martinsville and Talladega. But let's focus on the first one, which is Martinsville, which could be another good solid race for that number six machine. Okay, we got to throw the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr. into this talk too. Martin Truex Jr. has been a driver that a lot of people have been talking about when it comes to short tracks. I can't remember what exactly happened to him at Richmond. I do remember it. I had the paperwork in front of me, but like I said, at this time, I'm running really on minimal equipment at the moment. I don't even have a second screen to look at stats or anything like that. Hell, I can't even look at the stats from the past few races. That's super unfortunate. But one thing's for certain, Martin Truex Jr. has always been good at the short tracks, and he was known as the king of the short tracks for like 5 years before, maybe not 5 years, more like the last 3 years, minus 2022, where here in Martinsville, he was finishing in the top three in almost every single race. Now, the thing that has people worried about is his last two finishes here at Martinsville were outside the top 20. You also got to keep in mind this, though. Guess what race he did really good at? It was the LA Coliseum, which is a high-braking, high-speed track, just dominated the whole weekend. Now, he's not showing that right now based on what we see in qualifying and practice. It hasn't been the strongest run for him compared to the LA Coliseum, but still, he was able to qualify in the sixth position. I'd say Martin Truex Jr. still should have a really good run here. This is probably going to be one of his best races of the regular season. So if you're trying to save some drivers and trying to find some other drivers where you're trying to get their best finish, it's here right now for Martin Truex Jr. I really do believe that. And one more driver to talk about here in the pretty good category. Man, we had a name here that I really did like, but I think we're going to exclude him just because of what we see in practice and qualifying. And I just feel like there's going to be a much better race. And once Armani and Will hear this, they're going to be pissed at me when I exclude this driver. But in replacement, I'm going to put in the number 14 of Chase Briscoe. Chase Briscoe is not only a good driver to take a gamble on, but he's going to be pretty good overall in this race. Something out of Stuart Haas Racing really just sparked up here in this Martinsville race. When we saw it in practice and qualifying, as we have three of the four Stuart Haas Racing cars starting in the top five. And where's that fourth car, which is Kevin Harvick? Seventh. Just great performances overall. And just to have Chase Briscoe just have that solid run that he absolutely needed at the Bristol Dirt Race. I mean, now he could carry off of that, and it could really blend well here in this Martinsville's race, which is kind of like a road course running race in itself. We've already hinted at that with Tyler Reddick. So why not think of the same thing with Chase Briscoe here? And he's starting up near the front. He could get you a lot of good stage points. And if he can be able to get you probably like six or seven stage points here in this race, that's very, very valuable. It doesn't even matter if he finishes 14th. He could beat some of the people in the 9th, 10th, 11th position just for the simple fact if he can get those stage points. Now, if for some reason he starts dropping off and he finishes 14th in stage one and it looks like he's going to finish like 11th or 12th in stage two, then put him in the garage area. But I don't see that, as Stuart Haas Racing looks to be fierce competitors here in this race. So those are the guys in the pretty good category. I will go through them here real quickly, as we have the number 45 of Tyler Reddick, the number 9 of Chase Elliott, the number 6 of Brad Keselowski, the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr., and then we have the number 14 of Chase Briscoe. Now, five drivers to take a gamble on. Five drivers. And let me tell you, there's a lot of good ones here. I think one that immediately pops up is the pole winner of Ryan Preece. I don't think a lot of people had him in mind. I mean, I didn't. I've been really trying to find for him to have a really good run before I trust him. And this could be a good telltale sign that, hey, He's worth a gamble here this weekend. I mean, when you're starting on the pole, again, this is also one of those tracks that runs on the Wheel and Modified Tour. We know how good he's at those racetracks. He ran really good in the LA Coliseum race. I don't know. Ryan Preece could be that little good pick to go with here. I mean, we already have him in one of the featured matchups, so that's definitely you feel comfortable throwing him instead of Austin Dillon in that mix. But maybe even put him on your fantasy roster, too. He could be a good fifth or fourth pick or good substitute driver for drivers you're not sure about. Maybe Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney both have bad luck. Hey, replace him with Ryan Preece, because you know you're going to probably be using that 11 and 12 car 10 times in the next for the first 26 races, but maybe not that 41 car per se. So I think the 41 car earns his spot as a driver to take a chance on, and I feel comfortable with that. Let's include the two drivers that Armani and Will talked about, because they threw some very interesting names, but they had some really good reasonings behind them. Let's include Will's pick first, and let's talk about the number 16 of AJ Allmendinger. I don't think a lot of people are thinking of AJ at all here in this race. And it's understandable. What has Colin Gracie really done? Justin Haley, yeah, he got that top 10, which I'm still proud that I was able to say take a gamble on him and it actually paid off. But here at this race, Will made some really good points. When he was with some really rough equipment, he still somehow, some way found an opportunity to get some really good finishes here at Martinsville. He did it with Richard Petty Motorsports back in the early 2010s. He did it with JTG Daughtry Racing. He did it when he was with Roger Penske running up. I think he finished second in that race he ran with them back in 2012, I think it was. So why all of a sudden would he have himself a really bad finish here running full-time? Now, when he had those rough finishes, it was when he was running part-time. And we know the big step difference. We've seen that with drivers. When you run part-time, you're not able to keep up with those full-time drivers, even no matter how good you are at the racetracks, unless it's a road course race. We'll make an exception to that. Other racetracks, you see the difference. And AJ Allmendinger right now, he's running full-time. Colic Racing does have a little bit of momentum, not the most momentum in the world, but still a tiny bit to run off of. And maybe it will pay off well here in this race for that number 16 car. By the way, he's starting in the top 15, so he could be one of those drivers who's able to finish 10th, 9th in a stage or two, which really will help a lot of teams out. Another driver to take a gamble on, let's talk about Armani's pick and include the number 23 of Bubba Wallace, another Toyota. I'm telling you, these Toyotas could be a big surprise here in this race. Yeah, we're talking about Stuart Haas Racing. We're talking about the consistency of Henrik Motorsports. Even Penske's been brought up by me, but it's just been me, so I don't know how far that's really going to take things. But look here at the starting lineup, and look at the improvements that Bubba Wallace has. This used to not be a good track for him. But when he moved on over to Toyota, the finishes started getting better and better. And even with Richard Petty Motorsports, yes, they weren't the best finishes, but they were slightly better than some other races throughout the year. So Bubba Wallace has shown improvement here on this racetrack. Now that he's starting in the ninth position in this race, Toyota's made it clear that they're going to be fierce competitors in this race. Throw a chance on Bubba Wallace. He could be another one of those drivers that gives you solid back-to-back runs. Same with Brad Keselowski. I think Brad Keselowski will do good here at Martinsville and Talladega, and Bubba Wallace will not be that far behind. Granted, I don't know how good he'll be at Talladega per se because of his struggle in the Daytona race, but I still feel confident in the fact that Bubba Wallace will be a good option to go with. And I think Armani was on the right path thinking that he was a driver to take a gamble on. Just three more spots here. I'm going to include some two drivers here that really did impress me overall in their last few performances, and they really deserve a recognition. How about the number 54 of Ty Gibbs and a number 38 of Todd Gilliland? Showing a lot of momentum right now. Ty Gibbs is on four top 10s in a row. Todd Gilliland's on four top 15s in a row. I think Ty Gibbs has proved to everyone, yes, it's time to start him. It really is time to start him. And my goodness, it's going to help a lot of people out to know that they got a driver that they can trust right now to get a top 10. And he could even finish in the top 7. I believe that because he's good here at Martinsville. Granted, he's caused most of his controversy at Martinsville. But hey, if you're causing controversy but still scoring 50 fantasy points, pretty sure the people who have him on their fantasy team are not going to be mad about that. And Todd Gilliland, just great with the top 15 finishes. I think he's starting around in the top 15 once again. I mean, my goodness, it's just great momentum. And no one's thinking of Front Row Motorsports as drivers to rely on. But hey, have him in your garage area. If he has the consistency, one of your drivers fall off, at least you know that Todd Gilliland can be one of those drivers that A, can save some of your other drivers for later races, and B, stay in the game when it matters the most. And that will conclude our Take a Gamble picks here. Here are the five that we're going to go and take a gamble on here this weekend. We have the Pulsar, the number 41 of Ryan Preece. Then we got the number 16 of AJ Allmendinger, the number 23 of Bubba Wallace, and then the two consistent drivers. We got Ty Gibbs in the 54 and Todd Gilliland in the 38 machine. Now let's look at our feature matchups here, and then we'll wrap up today's episode here. First matchup, we got Christopher Bell versus Ryan Blaney. Now for me, I like Ryan Blaney. But overall, according to last night, Christopher Bell was a better option to go with, which I understand he has the most recent win, and you're just wondering, will Ryan Blaney be able to get a victory here anytime soon? I feel like this is going to be one of his better races that he's going to get that victory. But with the bad luck that's been going on, you feel safer to go with Christopher Bell. So that's why people are leaning towards that 20 car. Next up, we have the number 24 of William Byron versus the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr. Again, Martin Truex Jr. showing that he is still a fierce competitor when it comes to short tracks, but man, the consistency for the 24 car has just been absolutely impressive. And I don't think you really want to shy away from William Byron at this point. It's just been solid runs. Next matchup, Ryan Preece versus Austin Dillon. Ryan Preece has the pole right now. Austin Dillon hasn't really shown anything yet this weekend. So let's just hope Ryan Preece can seal the deal. But obviously right now it looks like Ryan Preece is a better option to go with. Last one being the toughest one, the number 8 of Kyle Busch and the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. If you guys are aware, Kyle Busch got taken out. He was going to be in the pretty good category, and I didn't even announce him in the 15 drivers, but it looks like Richard Childress Racing is struggling a bit here in this race. I think maybe you'll see Kyle Busch maybe try to flirt with the top 10 near the end, but he's not going to be a front runner like I thought he was going to be. And that's not a knock on him by any means. I think Richard Childress Racing is just showing stronger performances at the bigger intermediate super speed and super speedway tracks, so I think that's where their main focus is on, and we know Kyle Busch is good at Martinsville, but I don't want to go with someone that might do good, might not, to a person that is going to do good in this race. I know Denny Hamlin's going to do good in this race. It's just whether or not he can stay out of trouble. If you think he can stay out of trouble, then Denny Hamlin's the option to go with. If you think Denny Hamlin will have something similar to Richmond, then Kyle Busch is the guy to go with. So those are our four featured matchups there. We got Christopher Bell over Ryan Blaney, William Byron over Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Preece over Austin Dillon, and Denny Hamlin over Kyle Busch. And those will conclude our fantasy picks here for this episode. Guys, thank you so much for listening, and thank you guys so much for understanding. Like I said, the audio might be a little bit more screwy than what we're used to hearing, and I wish I could have had the buddies on episode out to you guys to listen to, because it was a lot of fun and really enjoyable. So if you want to check those guys out, Will is on Twitter. Opinions on NASCAR is his Twitter handle, and he also is a announcer at one of the racetracks. I'm drawing a blank on it. I wish I could stop the recording, but I got to keep going through with it because this is just what I'm working with right now. But he also does a lot of announcing there. And then for Armani, go follow him on the Motorsports Ministry. He is making adjustments on his podcast, and it is sounding really, really nice with his brand new equipment, brand new camera. It's looking really, really good. So super excited to see what he can do there. But again, that's the Motorsports Ministry for Armani. And for me, you can look me up at Vanilla Wafers on TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. I don't know how many people I'm going to be able to respond to this weekend just for my lack of service. And also the YouTube video between Jerry and Mayfield, it was going to be posted this weekend. Just didn't happen because of the audio issues. It will be posted next week, and I'll make sure that's a solid video for you guys to watch. But we're going to wrap up things there. I have been your host, Vanilla Wafers, and I have been able to take you to the front of the field. So why don't we grab that checkered flag, do some burnouts, and head on out. So you all take care. This has been the Fantasy Filler Podcast.